Charlton Doki spoke with U.S. Charge d'Affaires in Juba, Michael McCarty, and sent this report.
We would like them to silence the guns. We want both sides to adhere to what they've already agreed to so many times. We cannot achieve peace if we continue to fight. We must silence the guns. What we mean is we need to save lives.
McCarthy says the U.S. government is deeply concerned by reports of heavy fighting in Unity and Upper Nile states. He says U.S. officials are working to determine who is responsible for reported human rights abuses committed during the recent surge in fighting.
What we're hearing are reports from dependable sources and multiple reports that corroborate each other of abuses being committed in this offensive into Unity State, such as the targeting of civilians, the burning of civilian homes, rapes, and the kidnapping and conscription of children. We're not accusing anyone at this point. What we're saying is we need to shine a light to find out if these reports are true.
The United States early this week released a statement calling on the South Sudan government to allow what it calls protection actors to inspect sites where rights abuses are alleged to have occurred. The United States listed those sites as the villages of Nialdu, Wathjak, and Nimni in Unity State. U.S. officials say they have had reports of thousands of civilians being displaced by the latest violence. They also say there are troubling reports that humanitarian workers and United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, have been prevented from accessing civilians in areas where the fighting is raging. McCarthy says both sides in the conflict must allow humanitarian relief workers unhindered access to civilians affected by the fighting.
First, we need to silence the guns, because they can't have access if there's active fighting going on. Both sides have agreed so many times to cessations of hostilities. Both sides should put the people first and stop the fighting. That allows the humanitarian organizations and the protection workers to get into the area and do what they need to do to save lives and to work with the people.
The two sides in South Sudan's conflict signed a cessation of hostilities agreement in January last year. They have recommitted to it several times since then, but each time the fighting has continued unabated. The most recent clashes erupted in the two oil-producing states as President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar met in Addis Ababa for what was supposed to be the final round of talks to restore peace in South Sudan. The talks ended in early March without a deal. McCarthy says the latest uptick in violence in South Sudan is particularly troubling.
What especially concerns us this time, two things. Number one, the size and scope of what we're hearing. These are horrific, horrific incidents on a very, very large scale in multiple sites. Number two, this just adds one more block to the road to unity and reconciliation. This is one more big pile that stands in the way of peace and that stands in the way of reconciliation, which is very discouraging at this time.
McCarthy says the U.S. government is working with the rest of the international community to ensure the warring parties end the fighting and return to the negotiating table. He says the United States also backs the creation of an impartial justice mechanism to ensure that people who committed the atrocities that have been reported throughout the conflict in South Sudan are held to account. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.